A Massachusetts jury that must decide whether a confessed serial killer deserves the death penalty has heard from the final defense witness. After hearing rebuttal witnesses tomorrow, the jury will be off until its deliberations in the new year. WBUR's David Boeri reports on what lawyers for the defendant, Gary Lee Sampson, are trying to prove.
In its attempt to save Sampson from a sentence of death, the defense has called 43 witnesses. Some of them have portrayed Sampson as a man suffering from brain damage caused by childhood injuries. The last one portrayed Sampson as a sensitive human being. "We were two people in a dark place," said Sari Jacobs, who says she met Sampson at an AA meeting 20 years ago. He had just gotten out of prison, and she was struggling with addiction. In Sampson's first death penalty trial in 2003, his own mother would not testify on his behalf. In this second trial, which was ordered because of juror misconduct in the first one, Jacobs offered an emotional connection to the often forbidding defendant. "He was kind and gentle. He was really good to me," she said. Then, invoking the two children she was trying to raise at the time, "he was really good to us." Declaring that Sampson had been her life raft, helping her to get out of addiction, Jacobs said she had never seen him violent. But her testimony runs up against the case made by the prosecution and its 65 witnesses. They describe shocking, violent, and cruel deaths Sampson inflicted upon three men. The defendant had repeatedly stabbed and slashed a college student and a retiree who had given the hitchhiker a lift, then strangled another man in New Hampshire because, he said, he didn't want to get any more blood on his clothes. While the prosecution took 10 days to present its case, the defense took 20. It presented the theory of brain injury, first sustained, witnesses testified, and Sampson's fall off a bicycle at age 4. Brain damage impaired his ability to control his impulses, as experts argued. Other witnesses offered numerous additional mitigating factors, such as dyslexia, low self-esteem, and sexual abuse by other prisoners that might warrant mercy. The judge told the jurors they could expect to have the case and begin their deliberations on January 4th. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm David Boeri.